the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning we're going to have the freeze-dry guy, and we're going to be just talking for the first 30 minutes about why you should be putting aside a store of freeze-dry or dehydrated food or beginning to make preparations, because, of course, we're living in very uncertain times. Most people aren't aware of that. We just got this wonderful utopian society the government provides for us. From the cradle to the grave, and we've got almost 49 million people on food stamps and 100 million people on Medicare and Medicaid, and probably before Obamacare is gone, it'll be 120 million. Isn't that wonderful? The only trouble is we can't pay for it. We're having to borrow somewhere half a trillion to $1 trillion a year to pay for it. Before long, the whole thing's going bankrupt. We live in uncertain times as far as other countries in the world are concerned. There's a very real possibility of some sort of an EMP attack going out. Certainly the weather is changing, and people should be making preparations. Freeze-dry guy, why don't you pick up the story and develop the idea as to why people should be making preparations and what they should be laying in. Go right ahead.
Okay, Dr. Stan, it's nice to be talking to you. Well, you know, preparedness is nothing new in our country. It goes back, in fact, it goes back before America ever was. It's just a good common sense. You know, we know of 7 years of grain being laid up in Egypt. All down through the millennia, it's been prudent to put aside food. All of our farmer, especially our fathers and mothers and grandmothers and grandfathers, and on back, they did this. They put up food for the year or a good portion of the year. And, you know, all the circumstances you just mentioned are good evidence to me, at least, about how to, you know, that we ought to be putting this food aside. The things we want to have are high quality, the highest quality foods we can get. You know, I jumped out of airplanes for many years, and I always felt like I wanted to have the best parachute I could get. I didn't have a lot of control over it, but yes, Uncle Sam understood this. They furnished us with the best equipment we could get to protect us. Anyhow, so you want food that, in my opinion, is as close to what you have been eating as, you know, as you do normally. In the case of the freeze-dry and a lot of the dehydration, it is. It's just you can't really tell it from what you eat today. Some people would actually probably have better diets if they were using only our foods, to be honest. Longevity is a huge thing. There, as we know, are a lot of products out there these days, huge number of varieties and labels, and some do a nice job of getting the oxygen out, which is crucial to long-term storage, as well as the dryness factor. And some do a horrible job. And so we want to make sure. To me, this is a life insurance policy. Or in my vernacular, it's a parachute. It's got to work when it's supposed to, and work extremely well. You know, I've been in this business, as you know, Dr. Stan, for 44 years here, doing the same thing. We found over the years that our products have held up beautifully. They exceed the shelf life of anything we know of in the market, typically, across the board. And we pour hot water on it. In most cases, just pour hot water, maybe boiling, let it sit for about 10 minutes, and you're good to go. Got a nice dinner. And I've made this comment so many times. People challenge me all the time on this. It shows that it's just like mom's home cooking. And I've had people get, you know, belligerent about it. I said, here, take this pack it home and give it to mom and let her, and see what comes up with it. And they'll come back the next day, oftentimes to show, and they'll say, you know, it really is. It's that good. You know, the freeze dried foods we carry, I've carried again them for 44 years. I worked with the Mountain House Company, very proud of our association with them. They never turn out a bad batch of anything. They are so particular about what they do, it's not funny. You know, they started back in the early 60s with working with Uncle Sam. And as you know, when you do government contract, contrary to what a lot of people like think, you know, usually get a superb product. The spec has been the same for all these years. It's still the most advanced food out there. In fact, speaking of government contracts, can I step into discussing the long-range patrol ration for dirt?
Sure. Why don't you tell about that? Because I understand you've got quite a large supply of those from the producer that doesn't overrun. What's the background of the offer?
Well, that's correct, but with one caveat. We only got a third of what we got last year, and I got the entire Department of Defense contract freeze-dried long-range patrol ration entrees. These are not seconds. They're not anything except they always run over on a contract to make sure that they can fulfill everything that they need to. So this year, as I said, we've got about a third of them. The nice thing about them is they're made for individual use. Each small packet that weighs about 4 to 5 ounces produces 21 ounces of food, fresh cooked food, with just the additional water, hot water, preferably. In the old days, we used to tear open a pouch of them, pour in the water out of our canteens, which might have been any typical day, 110, 120 degrees maybe, and roll the thing back down the pouch, put it in our jumbo sticks, walk around for a little while, and it was ready to go. Delicious food. It is truly the superior combat ration to anything out there in the world. It has been for many years.
Would you like to tell our listeners how to get in touch with you and how they can get the product?
Yes, Dr. Stan. Our website is www.freezedryguy.com. I'll say that once more. Freezedryguy.com. Our phone number is 866-404-3663. Again, 866-404-3663. The items we've got for sale, and again, these are the long-range patrol ration entrees. They're not the complete ration. We're in the field. We normally field strip them anyway and normally just carry the entree. We have spaghetti with meat sauce, chili mac, turkey tetrazzini, beef stew, chicken and rice, granola with blueberries. And we also have some eggs from last year. They still have a shelf life of decades. This batch we got just 2-3 weeks ago is the 2013 entire overrun contract. And again, typically 25, 30 years have not proven out to be a big deal with this product. I'm maybe going out a little limb here. That's not what the manufacturer will state, but I know from personal experience easily all of that. Now, store them properly, of course. Nice thing is, if you needed a pouch, whether you wanted to put it in a grab-and-go bag or whatever, or you needed to feed somebody, you hand them one of those pouches, and they've got 21 ounces of heavily protein food.
Well, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment here with the freeze-dry guy. If you've got a question, give us a call, 877-254-75.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Thank you. Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of scientific instruments.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, the freeze-dried guy. If you have a question at all, you'd like to know anything about long-term food preparation or just beginning to prepare and make certain you and your family are going to be able to survive, because I believe we're moving into very, very difficult times. We're seeing weather like we haven't seen in 50 years. Why at this time in history are we having all the problems? And certainly there are a lot of uncertainties out across America. But anyway, certainly our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. If you have a question, 877-254-7524. Our guest is the freeze-dry guy. A freeze-dry guy, are a number of people really making preparations, or a lot of people just saying, well, it's not going to happen, or, well, it's not going to happen to me?
Well, Dr. Stan, both are true. There are a lot of procrastinators, probably more people than ever before, though, in our country are putting food aside. They see the handwriting on the wall, everything from our economy to, as you said, the weather. You know, we sell a good many buckets of pouches of food. And again, for anything like hurricane, tornadoes, earthquakes, things like that, the pouches are really ideal because oftentimes it's a relatively short-term issue, but not always. Anyway, you can tear the pouch off, the top off the pouch, pour in your water, just like on these long-range patrol rations, which, by the way, are perfect for that sort of thing, too. And, you know, it's important to have this food put aside. We have our little emergencies, too, and a relatively little ones, I should say. And it's not a little emergency being out of work. I've been that way years ago. But, you know, to get you by some hard times. Besides that, you know, it's not, quote, survival food. And when I say survival food, I think something tastes pretty bad. This, by the way, the taste levels are extremely high in these products, as I mentioned. Again, you can't say too much for U.S. manufactured freeze-dried food. It is the closest product there is to fresh, and it's somewhere between your best fresh frozen and, you know, supermarket fresh. But I use it all the time. In fact, in this business, I work a lot of hours. Oftentimes, I don't have any time to make any food. You know, go make a salad or a dinner. I'll tear open some freeze-dried food, pour water in it, and I'm good to go. Energy levels are high because, again, this particular food was made as a combat ration for our special forces. And those lads are hardworking people. They all are in our military today and as in the past. But these guys really crank out the calories and work very hard. I said that I used them for many years to service, and I'm stuck on them. It's what actually got me in this business with that long-range patrol ration, which, by the way, people can, they're also called LRPs, LRPs. People get them confused with MREs, of which I ate MREs for 17 of my 26 years. There's no comparison between the product's taste, and I'd say probably nutritionally. I mean, because the freeze drying takes place at sub-zero temperatures. You don't damage any product. You don't destroy any enzymes. But they're far superior to any of the rations, to the OC rations, which were actually pretty decent in many cases. Works across the board are superb. But, again, I just encourage people to put away some food. If you don't have any, put aside a month's worth of food. If you need help, call us. We've got some awfully good counselors. We don't think of ourselves as salesmen. We're preparedness counselors, and my people are well-trained. They will not lead you astray. Because we take the position that we're messing with your life. We really want to do this right. And as far as alerts are concerned, we are the sole supplier of those in the United States. And when they do come up. Now, The manufacturer just finished a 5-year contract, and there's nothing else on the horizon that we know of. So it could be perhaps a very long time before they do more.
Well, now, what's the difference between the dehydrated food that you carry and the freeze-dry food that you carry? And why would one want to get one other the other over the other?
Good question, Dr. Stan. The freeze-dried food, you have more latitude in what you can purchase, not what you can consume. Typically, the entrees are pre-cooked. They're cooked in big baths and then freeze-dried. You've got meats. You have beef, chicken, pork in some cases, turkey. Anyhow, so it's all prepared as a complete meal, and that's in a freeze-dried form. Dehydrated foods do not lend themselves to the dehydration of meat very well. You end up with jerky, basically, which does not reconstitute too quickly. I used to use a lot of jerky in the military, in the field, as many of our people do. And I found that, I swear, it seemed like I used up more energy, and I'm serious, chewing up the jerky and perhaps, metabolizing it than by far over a fresh product. I was never real big on the jerky-type items, but it was a lot of work going into eating them. But so anyway, you can have complete meals, as I said, with a freeze-dried. Some of your dehydrates, and you'll notice if you look on their website, we have a limited range of dehydrated foods. I found that a lot of the dehydrates, some of them can be damaged. Again, I'm talking about dehydrates if they're not dried properly because they're dried in big ovens. Excuse me. And if, depending on your supplier, some of them are very careless, they say, in the drying of the foods and do tend to burn up a lot of the enzymes. So, again, you have to be sure of who you're dealing with, and they have to be sure of who they're dealing with to get you the raw product, let's say. Things like powders, milk, butter, cheese, things like that works out really good dehydrated. Some of the vegetables being fairly delicate, it's kind of a flip of the coin sometimes how they'll come out. So, again, freeze-dried, far superior in that regard, too, to the vegetables and fruits. What else?
Go right ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, we have a limited supply of the dehydrate for that reason. Now, those are under my own label. We do have some freeze-dried pineapple, by the way, which I've never had a better dried pineapple of any kind. There's nothing added to it. And typically, freeze-dried foods are not loaded up with preservatives or, let's say, flavor enhancers, because when you freeze-dry a fruit, it becomes even sweeter yet, it seems, and that's natural. If you dry a product properly and remove the oxygen properly, you do not need preservatives, nor should they be put in there. Our foods, again, have the longest shelf life we know of anywhere, as I said earlier, and that's attributed to the fact quite often that they're freeze-dried and a high level of oxygen removal. It's terrible, the levels of oxygen that are left in some brand foods.
And, of course, that will cause them to go bad. Our telephone number, if you have a question, is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. This is the Freeze-Dry Guy. Freeze-Dry Guy runs the company. He's been doing it for 20 or more years, and certainly one of the largest providers. Beg pardon?
If I may interject something, Dr. Stan, 44 years this August 10th.
24 years, and so
there. 44
years. Oh, my goodness. Well, anyway, certainly they've been around for a long time, and you got to be pretty reliable if you're going to be able to stay in business that length of time. And, of course, then you were actually running this when you were with the military?
It was my night job, and I always clarify that I was not moonlighting on government time. Well, one could argue that because they always reminded us we were paid 24 hours a day. But this was my avocation. This was what I did on my off time, especially when I take leave and during weekends. And oftentimes when you're going places and doing things, that doesn't work out really well. But I promise everybody I was not working on your time.
Okay, fine. Well, basically, of course, you mentioned you had the strawberries, the pineapple, and But what about vegetables, for instance? Do you have number 10 cans of that? Do you have smaller cans of the fruits and vegetables?
We have fruits and vegetables freeze-dried in number 10 cans, as well as some dehydrated items, like I mentioned, to include, by the way, beans. We have pinto beans, navy beans, lima beans, things like that that work out very nicely. They do take more time to prepare, as you know. They're just about like what you buy at the supermarket, except they're packed in very long storage. And by the way, there's a misconception that the beans you buy at the market will last indefinitely. That's not true. They need, again, to be in an oxygen-free environment. Usually beans, if you buy them at the store, and I'll have some people say, no, they've done better than that. But generally speaking, beans will be 2 to 3 years. Their shelf life before, they're very hard to rehydrate. Again, the way we pack them, oxygen-free, they have, a shelf life measured in decades.
Now, how about things like rice? I mean, do you freeze-dry that, or would you better just to start to get it and store it yourself?
So we have we have freeze-dried rice in the Mountain House. We're actually going out and going to be doing our own rice as well. Rice, my experience has been going out 1 to 2 years before it starts getting kind of stale. Well, that's, again, if it's just in a bag or something like you buy them at the market. A lot of guys will go to the bulk food stores, buy rice in a 20-25 pound bag, along with a bunch of pinto beans, and those are great. But my contention is, you really ought to have it in an oxygen-free environment unless you're using this product all the time and rotating. But again, it's been at home years ago when the kids were being raised. We found that rice sat around much more than about a year, maybe two. I started getting stale tasting.
All right. Well, we're just about out of time. Would you like to get out your website and your telephone number again for our listeners?
Yes, sir.
Get in touch with you.
Okay. Website is freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Phone number is 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. And don't forget to ask our folks about the LRRT, long-range patrol rations, because if you have that need for highly portable food, you can stack a lot of it in a small area. That is the supreme item in the world.
All right. Well, the freeze-dry guy does certainly help support my ministry, keep us on the air, but we believe in their product. We've gotten a good supply of them in ourselves, and we just in case hope and pray that we never need them, but you just never know. We're living, as I say, in very, very uncertain times. Do you have a parting thought? That we've got about, maybe a minute and a half before we go.
Okay. Yes, there's a little saying. I did not come up with it, but I love it. The old saying is regarding preparedness. It was not raining when Noah built the ark. And it's best to be, a little ahead of everything rather than a day too late. So, guess that's about all I've got. Except, folks, if you're planning on doing this, I would get cracking on it. Give our guys a call. Like I said, they're very skilled. They will not just sell you something. Like I said earlier, if we're messing with your life, we want to do it right. That's about all I've got for today, Dr. Stan.
And the thing is that basically you want a product that's been around that you know is reliable, certainly Mountain House is the product, and they've been around for an awfully long time, and the products are good, they last well. Okay, fine. Well, we've got about 45 seconds, so a parting thought from you, and then we'll let you go.
Well, again, just call us. It doesn't cost you anything to call. We're not a bunch of arm twisters. Our job is to serve you the best we possibly can, based on your budget, your desire for food. And, these days, a lot of people are in a crunch, as we know, financially. We've got, we'll work with you every way we can to give you as much food as possible.
All right. Well, God bless. The telephone number, if you'd like to call in, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have open lines the next half hour. So it's 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to, but all sorts of things going on across our country, across the world. Over there in the Middle East, it's the seething cauldron. It's not a matter of if, but when they're going to have an outbreak of violence there. 170,000 missiles are certainly aimed at the little tiny Israel at the time when I think we should all be praying for Israel, and certainly we should be praying for America too, because certainly I believe that when the violence breaks out there, it's going to have an impact here. Well, thanks very much, Freeze Dry Guy. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, it's open lines, so give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524, but we'd love to hear from you and talk on your subject. But we could just talk a little bit about the Middle East over there, because that whole area is just incredible. Turkey is certainly having all sorts of problems. Remember, of course, Turkey at one time was the center of the Ottoman Empire, and they've, for many, many centuries, had controlled that region, and then after World War One, and World War One was simply staged. It was a staged war, but it was staged to transform the world and break down the existing social structure, and it did. It led to the destruction, certainly, of the Russian Empire and the German Empire and the Austrian Empire and the Ottoman Empire, and it certainly went far along the way to begin to bankrupt Great Britain, certainly, and to destroy the British Empire. But the First World War was totally contrived by the little secret society created by Cecil Rhodes, and, of course, during the war, it was run by Lord Milner. Cecil Rhodes died in 1902, but That secret society that Cecil Rhodes created controlled the English government, manipulated World War One, and suddenly you just destroyed the whole infrastructure of the world at that time, as you destroyed all of the major empires, and among those the Ottoman Empire. And so Turkey then formed an independent nation, and of course it was a secular nation, really pretty well run by a fellow named Ataturk, and then run by the military. But you see, we have a different agenda, the people who run America. We are pushing the radical Islamic belief, the Muslim Brotherhood. We want to install the Muslim Brotherhood all throughout that part of the country. And so, basically, there was a gentleman in Turkey named Gulen, G-U-L-E-N, Gulen. And basically, Mr. Gulen was so radical, they threw him out of Turkey. He was forced to leave. He was a very, very wealthy individual. He made his money through drugs, working closely with the CIA. And so basically then, why being expelled from Turkey? When he tried to come to the United States, even our State Department, our FBI, did everything they could to keep Mr. Gulen out because they felt he would be subversive. He'd be working for the radical Islamic agenda. But it was the CIA that intervened at the immigration hearings. And so Mr. Gulen now lives in Pennsylvania. And from there, he operates a network of schools and certainly of groups, radical Islamic groups. And he is doing everything he can at the present time to overthrow the existing government of Turkey, doing everything they can to create financial problems. Erdogan, who's the current premier over there, is in real trouble. And, of course, he's getting a lot of bad publicity because Gulen, with his billions of dollars, he's one of the richest men in the world. You never hear him mentioned, but, of course, that's because he lives in Pennsylvania, financed with drug money through the CIA, and setting up radical Islamic schools across America, well over 100 of them here in the United States and thousands throughout the Muslim world, where they're pushing people into this radical form of Islam. Why are we financing this radical form of Islam? Why are we financing the Muslim Brotherhood? Well, why did we engineer the overthrow of Gaddafi? And certainly in Libya, he was a stable force. It was a prosperous country, and we overthrew it. Now, of course, Libya is in a state of chaos, and certainly you have your military government, and then you have all sorts of radical Islamic governments constantly in conflict over there. There's no stability at all in Libya. And what was a stable country, we've transformed into a chaotic country. And then we've done the same thing with Tunisia. We've done the same thing with Egypt, and there, of course, in Egypt, you have the conflict between the military government and the Muslim Brotherhood. And certainly there's murders going on in Egypt all the time. And what was a stable nation over there, now is chaotic. We've done the same thing with Iraq. Certainly Iraq under Saddam Hussein was certainly not a nice country, but at least it was a stable country. Now you have total instability over in Iraq. As we move to pull our troops out of there, it's going to go from bad to worse. What you really need to do is set up separate areas for the Kurds and for the Shia Muslims and the Sunni Muslims. I mean, because there's constant agitation, you need the separate areas. This is the way they should be. This is traditional, an area where tribal governments, you know, have ruled. They want tribal leaders. They want tribal governments. But instead of that, we've tried to force them to live together. And, of course, it always leads to chaos. And then we finance. Ladies and gentlemen, we're financing this radical Islamic movement. And we'll finance the Shias and we'll finance the Sunnis. And they're at one another and they're killing and slaughtering. And thousands of people die every year in these tragic areas. Tragic because we've destabilized them. And the same thing is increasingly happening in Afghanistan and in Pakistan and so many of the countries over there where there's a radical Islamic element, and we're pushing this radical Islamic element. This is what the average American doesn't understand. We have established in both Afghanistan and Iraq new governments with new a Sunni constitution under Islamic law. And nobody over there wants Islamic law. They don't want to bring in Sharia law. They're Muslims, but they want a secular society. But, of course, that's not what we want. We install those governments under Sharia law, saying, well, of course you're Muslim. Of course you should be under Sharia law. Why can't we let them simply live their life? Because there's a small component at the upper echelons of our government, ladies and gentlemen, that is already destabilizing the world. Terrible things are going to happen. I don't know what they are, but there's no way that you can have all of the political unrest that we are generating, and I believe God is going to hold America and the American people responsible. If you aren't involved, if you are not certainly trying to help us get the information out, if you aren't trying to take America back from the wicked people that control both political parties now and make mockery of our electoral process, all you need to do, certainly, is understand it doesn't matter whether the Democrats or Republicans are in, they control. And who are they? Well, they're the descendants of the original secret society that Cecil Rhodes created, and they control this country through the Council on Foreign Relations. And when it was outed by a book that Gary Allen wrote back in 1971 called None Dare Call It Conspiracy, and they put out somewhere between 7 and 10 million copies of that book, pointing out to me how this small little clique controlled both political parties and was moving us into a socialist society here. And we are a socialist society. We got more socialism in America than they ever had in Russia. But, of course, at that point, in 1973, why they created the Trilateral Commission, and the Trilateral Commission makes mockery out of the electoral process. Certainly when Barack Obama became president, he brought in 11 members of the 87 members of the Trilateral Commission to be his chief advisors, and that's always the way it is. Certainly between 1977 and 2009, every president and four vice presidents came from the 87 members. We don't have a Democratic society. We have an oligarchy that they have. I never did 777-5475-34.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Jensen Arms says if you only have one life to live, why not get the most out of it? There's no need to make yourself sick, dependent, and useless. Yet so many do this to themselves each day by using drugs. Let's give life a chance. Drugs are never the answer. And this message is sponsored by Jensen Arms. They're working proudly with KHNC radio station to bring you this important message. That's Jensen Arms saying, keep your radio tuned right here. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, it's open lines, and we'd love to hear from you. Well, we have nothing prepared, so I'd love to know what you'd like to talk about. Our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. But the Middle East is certainly a seething cauldron. I mean, Israel's sitting there. Israel is very, very important. I mean, certainly this little tiny country with a little over 7 million people in it. Why, of course, the attention of the world is focused on it. Why? Is God, I believe, put it there. Certainly, what's going to happen? It's a pivotal area. Are there somewhere between 170,000 and 200,000 missiles, many of them very sophisticated missiles, aimed at Israel today? Do any of them have nuclear or chemical warheads on them? We don't know. But the terrible things, I think, are going to befall that nation in the not-too-distant future, and it's going to have an impact here because we are a morally and financially bankrupt nation. Well, who do we have calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Susie from Northern Colorado.
Well, it's good to have you. What would you like to talk about?
I'd like to talk about your guest yesterday. I think it was David Whitney from the Institute on the Constitution.
Yes.
I was hoping we could call in, but you didn't have any, but maybe if he's listening. It was either you or Randy Yarborough that had someone on who knew about the Federalist Papers. And it says in the Federalist Papers that if a bill is too long and can't be read, then it's not legal. And none of these guys read this bill, and I think the four others would consider the number of pages in this Obamacare bill excessive. So they're saying if the bill is too long in the Federalist Papers, it can't be legal, it can't be passed, if it can't be read. So was it David Whitney?
It was Pastor David Whitney, yes, at the Institute of the Constitution.
So if you could address that question with him, or if he's listening, the next time you have him on as a guest, I would like to know about that Federalist Paper stuff that says if the bill is too long and can't be read, it's not legal. Thank you. Your comment.
Well,
please.
But the thing is, it's not legal. Basically, there is no justification for the federal government having anything to do with our health. The functions of the federal government are laid out in Article 1, Section 8. There are only 18 things the federal government can do. And the whole idea of our founding fathers was to limit what the federal government could do so that men could be free. They knew that governments certainly take away freedom, and they did not want this. They wanted to limit the power of government. This was a unique idea, limit government and have people free. Boy, my goodness, we'd always had governors, we'd have emperors, we'd had kings, we'd had tribal rulers, we'd had pharaohs, we'd had dictators. The idea that people could be free and look after themselves was a unique idea as far as America was concerned, and the Constitution limited the power of government. Obamacare is totally unconstitutional. Justice Roberts, they obviously have something on Justice Roberts. Whether he's a covert homosexual, I don't know what he is, but certainly he came up with an article with a justification for Medicare that even the people who are pushing Obamacare wouldn't use, and that is that it was illegitimate because it was a tax. Because it's a tax, it's legitimate. Ladies and gentlemen, it's illegitimate because, of course, it is going to stimulate the way health care is delivered, but then Medicare is certainly illegal. Social Security is illegal. Our founding fathers knew that, given the opportunity, people would eventually vote themselves into chaos, into a dictatorship, where the government would provide for them and control them from the cradle to the grave, and that's just where we are. But you're right, Obamacare is totally unconstitutional, not because it's so long, although nobody even knows really what's in it. It's unconstitutional because the federal government has no business being involved in medicine and providing health care or stipulating health care or having anything to do with providing health care for the people, because the government that can provide your health care can control your health care and determine whether you'll live or die. Go ahead. Is our caller there? Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But Obamacare is going to be certainly, it's not affordable. Certainly, you've heard me say this before, but my son cost of his health care went from $4,000 to $14,000, and they call it affordable? Ladies and gentlemen, they call it just the opposite of what it is. This is not health care. This is health control, and it's going to be a disaster. In fact, so many of the policies they're writing now are catastrophe policies. In other words, it's not first-dollar coverage or $1,000 deductible. It's $5,000 deductible. And so you're going to put out $14,000 a year, and you're going to have to put out the first $5,000, and then the $14,000 on top of it. More and more people are not going to get health care. And, of course, people are applying for health care, and they're finding that they don't know what policy they're getting. My son, Sydney, has a policy through Blue Cross, and he paid his policy. And basically, they just wrote him back, and they said, well, this is so confusing, we don't even know what policy you paid for. We don't know what policy you have. This whole thing is going to lead to just total confusion, and that's what's designed. They know what they're doing. They're not stupid. Believe me, say what you will about Barack Hussein Obama, but don't ever call him stupid. They want to create so much confusion that they come up with a one-party system and do away with the private practice of medicine we've known. And believe me, they're going to ration access to health care. They have to kill off the elderly because there's no way we can afford the current Medicare system. 57 million people retired, and certainly another 20 million people will be retired here in about another 10 years or so. And basically, why, of course, the whole financial system is going to come down. They've got to kill off the elderly. They know what they're doing. And I will tell you that right now, so many of the medications that are being prescribed, the statin drugs, totally unnecessary. They're lying to you. A cholesterol is good for you. You knock the cholesterol down, you create all sorts of health problems, and they know that. The FDA is not there to protect your health. The FDA is part and parcel of the problem, and you need to get this information out.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. Fort Collins Radiator Shop wants to remind you that drinking and driving should never be combined. There will be many opportunities to drink during the holiday season. Plan ahead. If you're going to drink, don't drive. This message is brought to you by Fort Collins Radiator Shop at 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, call 482-6783. They have over 47 years of experience. They're family owned and operated, and they're on the air because they care.
Dr. Stan here, and this is the time when I need to remind you that my ministry is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us maintain our network of stations across America, why, give us a call. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. As you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, 5 days a week, probably more than just about anybody else in the country. We don't get paid for it. My wife works full-time, as do I, Sydney, but we do this because we want to try to get people prepared for the difficult times that lie ahead. And I don't know whether there's any way to save America. It'll not be saved unless God intervenes. This is why we need you praying for America and praying that God will show mercy on this country and that they try to get as many people as we can to turn back to our Lord. Because whatever happens, that they, the most important thing you can do for anybody you know is give them, bring them into a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. And you can do that at least in part with some people, by letting them understand the truly satanic nature of the things that are going on in the world today. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. How do you understand the degree of the evil that exists? Well, certainly one of the best ways is to convince people that Adolf Hitler didn't die in the bunker. And we have two books on that. One is called Hunting Hitler. The other is called Grey Wolf. You can certainly get the talks we've given, certainly with Tom Horn, with certainly a gentleman who wrote the book, The Grey Wolf. These were two English authors, went to South America. They talked to the people who took care of Adolf Hitler, who knew Adolf Hitler, who certainly met him repeatedly. And he lived out comfortably the rest of his life in a comfortable estate in Patagonia. Why? Well, this is the J. Edgar Hoover knew. In fact, Jerome Corsi in his book actually includes the copies of the letters from J. Edgar Hoover writing about Hitler in South America. They knew, certainly, Stalin knew, people in our naval intelligence knew that he had actually, and this naval intelligence in South America, they knew Hitler had landed there. How could you conceal something like this? Well, you control the media, ladies and gentlemen. And you let Adolf Hitler, who was responsible for killing between 60 and 80 million people, live on. Why? Because Adolf Hitler was deeply involved in the occult, and our leaders were deeply involved in the occult, and of course the Second World War was totally phony. American corporations financed Adolf Hitler before and during the war. And if you haven't read John Loftus's book or gotten my 4-CD set on the war against the Jews, my interviews with John Loftus where we talk about how American corporations funding the Nazis all before and during the war. And if you want a copy of the letter I found among Colonel House's papers, we'll be glad to send it to you. But the American ambassador is writing to Colonel House in 1936 and saying, why are the American corporations funding and financing Adolf Hitler? Actually, they used creating the weapons for Adolf Hitler was what they said. The ambassador didn't talk about the funding of that. That's covered in John Loftus's book and Hyams' book and a book on the Bank of International Settlements. The Bank of International Settlements in Switzerland, headed by an American, was funneling money to the Nazis all during the war. And but you must understand, you're not going to get this to regular channels. Help us get the word out. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We need to get the information.